Good morning. I'm Pastor Sebastian van Rensburg, and I will be with you this week. I greet you with the grace and peace that comes from God our Father and our Master Jesus Christ. For this week, we will share from the Psalms 103, from verse 1 to 22. Each day, we will share verses from the psalm. In this psalm, we come across words that describe the character of God. Our theme for today is praise for personal blessings. Let's read from verse 1 to verse 5. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The book of Psalm, or the sacred songs, is well known for its focus on praising God. In the Bible, we are actually told to boast every time the word praise appears. Boasting is an element of this word. When we praise God, we are essentially boasting about Him and cheering in reverence, adoration of His person and works. Unlike adoring fans at a performer's concert, it is God who shines His glorious light into our lives, revealing that everything about Him is praiseworthy. Praise is a response of worship. We sing, boast about the greatness of our God with purity and vigor. We proclaim His greatness to others in joy and excitement. We spread words of comfort to the afflicted as we declare His goodness and sovereignty. We can confidently boast about our God in any and all situations. The Hebrew word for praise in this psalm means barak. It means to kneel down, to bless God as an act of adoration. When someone is praising God like David did, there should be a relationship between him and God. Someone who knows God, someone who experienced the grace of God, who come to know God and who He is. Therefore, working with Christ is a moment by glorious moment. Relationship provides benefits that go far beyond anything this world has to offer. In the stresses of daily life, it's important to take a break and think about all the benefits of belonging to Christ, all the blessings and the sometimes forgotten enrichment that God provides for His children. The beauty of the psalm is that men of all nations find in these compositions a language at once suitable to their feelings and an expressive of their highest joys and deeper sorrows, as well as of all the endlessly varied wishes and desires of the hearts. The title Lord in all caps in the Old Testament is a replacement for an occurrence of God's Hebrew name Yahweh. It is the covenant name for God. A covenant is when two groups of people agree. Now, why is David so boastful about the Lord? In the New Testament, we also see how we can experience this life through Christ Jesus. He experienced the Lord's forgiveness from all his sins. We are now cleansed through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and receive forgiveness. He experienced the Lord's healing from all diseases. By his wounds, we are healed. He also experienced the Lord's redemption from hell, because we are saved through his life. He also experienced the Lord's love and compassion. Because of his love, he died for you and make you his own. He also experienced the Lord's provision and was satisfied. And also in Philippians, it says, don't worry about anything. He will take care of you. David also experienced the Lord's restoration. He was renewed like a young eagle, always young in the presence of the Lord. You became a new creation through Christ Jesus. Now, my friends, what is your experience with the Lord? The Lord is near and is waiting for your praise. If you can't praise Him like this, now is the time to make Him your own. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, you are the same in the Old Testament, New Testament, now and forever. We give you praise because it is our response of worship. We boast about your greatness. We proclaim your greatness to others in joy and excitement. We spread words of comfort to the afflicted as we declare your goodness for and sovereignty. We can confidently boast about our God in any and all situations. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.